Hello, my name is Ivan, and you're reaching out to Splash. How can I help you today?
This is Chester. Did you just try to call?
All right. Yes, Chester. I tried to give you a call. Thank you for returning my call. How are you doing today?
Good.
That's always good to hear. So, as promised, right, I mentioned that I was going to give you a call today. I believe it was the main reason was because of the Google Verified activation that is going to be occurring tomorrow, right? You mentioned that we had to pause it earlier. I'm sorry. Give me 1 second. I'll confirm. Okay, yes. So earlier this week we spoke and we decided to pause the actual charge of $351 for the Google verification. I'm sorry, Google Verified. Now, we paused them until the 27th, which will be tomorrow, okay?
Right.
Okay, perfect. So I just wanted to make sure to confirm everything was okay on that end. And I believe you just needed to catch up in a little bit of work. Is that right? Did you manage to catch up?
Yeah. I'm looking a little bit better as of right now.
Okay.
Not to change the subject, but it's really weird, Ivan, how things are playing out. It's like on weekends, my phone kind of goes crazy on the weekends, and I don't know if it's because a lot of companies are showing that they're closed on weekends, and I'm the only fool that says I'm open. And so that may be triggering people to come more to call me on a weekend. But if you look, the calls I've gotten, let's see, today is, what was Monday? Monday I had a few calls coming in. But there were some calls coming in from, on the 24th that come out of London, Kentucky, Salvisa, Lawrenceburg, and Georgetown, Ohio. All these were on the 24th. On the 25th, they were coming out of Stanford and Frankfurt. Today, there was a couple calls I did not answer, but one of them was Louisville, and another place called Prospect, and another one was Frankfurt. But
okay.
Nothing in, you know, Georgetown is Lexington or sort of like pretty much dead.
Okay.
It's like, I don't know. It's like I know they're not turning nothing off, but it's like if they focused on, you know, if Google focused on the areas I service, I probably could get more calls than what I'm getting. But on weekends, like I said, I show where I'm open, where a lot of other companies show they're closed is the only reason I feel like I may be picking up some calls over the weekend. But through the week, I don't know. I may have had three or four calls today. I haven't really looked and seen, but three of them was from areas I don't go. So today was pretty much, you know, it's a washout. There's something's going on, and I cannot, you know, and it seems like nobody can put their finger on it, but only Google knows what they're doing. They're doing something. I don't know what, but there's just no possible way this could be happening for months and months like this.
Understood. I would say more of the algorithm would be affected in this case, right? So definitely taking a look into it because a lot of companies, they do have the weekends closed, mainly on Sundays, right? So I do believe that some clients are actually checking them, right, and they're noticing, well, they're closed and you're open, right? So they're giving you a call, kind of what you were saying earlier, right? So I'm also checking the actual service areas, and I just see Georgetown, right, Lexington, and, of course, Stomping Ground, because that's basically where you're located, right? So that's something that's definitely going to show. Now, yeah, it's definitely strange that it keeps showing up in other areas. Are these areas close to Stomping Ground, for example?
No.
They're like hours away?
Yeah. Ohio, that's in another state.
That's right. Because normally Google is pretty, let's say they frown upon having, let's say, promoting you 2 hours away, right? So if it's like a two-hour drive, then it should be completely difficult for people to find you. as well, even Google themselves, they tend to suspend or delete accounts that have areas that are, let's say, 2 hours or longer, right? So it's definitely very strange, because I see exactly what you mean. I have the list of calls here, including the ones from today, right?
And some I've got the phone numbers to go with these places, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I see them right here.
And they're like, these people, they're not really argumental, but a few of them, they want to test you. They're like, well, it says you service this area. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you other than Google is a messed up company is all I can tell you. I mean, I said, you can't talk to nobody there. You can't get nothing done. I can't tell you, why I'm showing up like that. Everyone go round and round and round.
Yep.
If they want to focus on the areas, I probably could get more calls than what I'm getting, because I know probably HB A to Z. He's in Georgetown, and I talk to him frequently, and he tells me, he's getting 6 and 7 calls from Georgetown. I've been in business much longer than him, got 50 times more reviews than he does, but I don't know. I don't know the other companies, but I do know HB and Homer, but like I said, and I think I'm above him if you do a Google, if you do the Google map and go down through there to look Georgetown, Kentucky, it's Mr. Appliance, then it's me, then it's HB, but man, he's rocking, and he ain't been in business nowhere near as long as I have, so it's just really, really weird how things are playing out, and they have been for quite some time. And that one person said, well, you got two different, what do you call it?
Two different Googles? Profiles?
Yeah, profiles. And supposedly eliminated one and thinking that was going to solve the issue, but it ain't even phased it.
No, yes. I'm definitely taking a look and see where exactly your Google business profile is. For example, if you go on there, the locations that are being promoted are just Lexington and Georgetown. Now, I also... go ahead.
No, you're right. If you go and look, and that's what everybody says, well, as long as you're only showing up in Georgetown, Lexington, I'm like, I don't know what you're looking at, because I'm telling you, I've shown up in so many different places, it ain't even funny.
Yeah, I believe this was almost the same issue as the last time I helped you before you went to Town Square. The location seemed to always be, the Google business profile, I'm sorry, always seemed to be attracting people from out of state or completely out of the area. Let me do
Two and 3 hours away.
And it's weird because Google is completely against that as well, right? So they actually don't want nobody to do anything further than about an hour and a half. After that, it starts getting a little bit harder for them to control. I'm going to just do a background. I'm going to ask my Google team to take a quick look and see what's going on. I'm also going to see if I could find A&B appliance repair when I put maybe Ohio. Well, let's do the whole thing. Ohio, USA. Let's see if I could put a zip code from Ohio. Yeah, I see a couple, actually. I do see one that's AB Appliance Services, AB Appliance Repair, A&B Appliance. Oh, wow, there's a lot in Ohio. But this shouldn't be the reason why yours shows up. Give me a quick second here.
And places like Louisville, Corbin, those places are good little distance.
And there was a specific area, right? I believe you said in from Ohio, right? Okay, what was the name of that city, if I may ask?
Georgetown.
Okay. And Ohio, right?
Yep.
Okay.
That's what you said.
Okay, perfect. I think I could actually work with this a little bit better. I put appliance repair in Georgetown, and you are showing up. You're actually one of the top, you're in the top 20 in Georgetown.
Ohio?
Yes, I'm sorry. Georgetown, Ohio. Okay, perfect. I just wanted to get a little bit more information on how to proceed, so I definitely am going to have to flag the information over to our team here. Just bear with me a second. Okay, so I don't think they're going to be able to reply anytime soon, but I did let them know that I did some research, and I did find your account just by simply using appliance repair, and this would be, of course, in Georgetown. It's actually it's showing up in the top 20, so I can see why the increase of calls, and actually in those areas, a lot of them are only open Monday through Friday, so that explains the increase in calls around the weekend. So I am going to see what's going on with that. I'll be honest with you. I would hate to just give you an answer right now because I don't have too much information. But it looks like I did get some pretty good data from you, so I appreciate your patience. And I'll relay this over to my team and see if maybe they can find a reason why you're also showing up in there. Again, I would just hate to throw something out there, okay?
Yeah, look at Louisville.
Louisville? Is that correct?
Louisville.
Okay. And that would be also in Ohio. Is that correct?
No. That's not so high.
Okay. It's just far, basically.
Yeah, you probably pull up a map and look from where I'm at.
I see Mr. Appliance showing up there by using a.
Well, yeah, but they're a franchise. They're a big outfit. They're everywhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mr. Appliance, sure.
Yeah, you're also showing there as well in Louisville. You're actually, again, you're still in the top 20 when it comes to, I believe, the top 15, actually.
Yeah, and see, there's no reason why I should be that far away.
Exactly.
I should be no further away than Georgetown or Lexington.
Absolutely. I 100% agree. That's where we have most, that's basically where we're promoting everything, including the Google Verified as well. I am being very careful with Google Verified. Those are in just a specific area. Now, for the actual other service areas, I just have to let my team take a look and get a response from them. As soon as I get something back, I'll let you know. And hopefully I have, let's say, a solution towards that, okay?
Okay. Well, like I say at least, you know, you see where I'm coming from anyway. So.
Exactly. No, I see exactly what you mean. You're coming up basically in areas that you're not supposed to. It's definitely clear, and I just did the search on my own. I used the computer and a phone, even though I shouldn't be using my phone, but I think that would be okay this time. But, yes, I can definitely confirm that you're absolutely right, And so are your customers. It looks like it is appearing. Again, I am going to see what we could do in that case and hopefully let's have the issue resolved as soon as possible, okay?
Yeah, like I said, you know, they just need to pull me in closer to my service areas, you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. I definitely will. My team knows definitely what areas there is because that's the only ones on your account. I made sure to remove everything else that had to do with that was in Lexington, of course. So, definitely I just want to give them a little bit of time to respond. I'm not sure if maybe it'll be till Monday, but if I hear something tomorrow, I will let you know, okay?
Okay.
All right, Chester. Well, I appreciate you answering the phone and letting me know. It's definitely important, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Hope you have a good day.
You too.
Bye. Bye.